More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We Are Idaho is an ongoing series of stories from Boise State Public Radio featuring Idahoans from all walks of life telling their own stories in their own words. In this episode, Jesse Levin tells us what it's like to be a Black woman navigating Idaho's outdoor recreation space, a space that isn't always welcoming to people of color. Levin helped plan last year's vigil at the Idaho State Capitol after the police killing of George Floyd. And after that gathering, organizers founded Inclusive Idaho. This is a nonprofit promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion here in our state. Levin is the group's director of policy and education and helps plan its initiative, including Inclusive Outdoors. And she's trying to make natural spaces welcoming for everyone. Let's hear her story in her own words.
I think with outdoor spaces, it's kind of like a who knows who club. And so it's kind of hard to break in. We thought, how can we be as far reaching and make Idaho a place where every Idahoan, regardless of any identity that they have, can feel like this is a place for them, that they can be involved, invited, accepted in outdoor spaces. My name is Jesse Levin, and I am the Director of Policy and Education for Inclusive Idaho. I grew up in Philadelphia. And then after I graduated, kind of bopped around between East Coast and West Coast. I got approached by a friend who was going into education, and like I could just see the joy on his face. And as he was talking about it, I kind of thought, like, I could do this too. I really like to be active and like to move, and teaching is not sitting at a desk all day. So I actually, after I graduated, looked into ways in which to become a teacher. And I got an opportunity to come to Idaho to teach. I was really hesitant because I didn't know anyone here. But I just felt when I visited, like it's a calling, like there was a magnet, something was attracting me to this place. It wasn't until I had moved out west and I had seen the beauty that there was in the outdoors that I wanted to explore. It's something that my parents didn't really do growing up. And it's a great way, you know, for my mental health to stay active. And I really like pushing myself. You know, being in the outdoor spaces, you have some places where prejudice is rampant. And how do you work through that? And so I've been in some very white spaces, rural spaces, where I have not felt welcome. You know, in one of my trips, the big out west trip doing the Utah National Parks, I did an Airbnb. And the people were like, oh, yeah, we really don't like Black people, but we like you. But I have not had that overt racism in the state of Idaho, you know, N-word stuff. Now, I had that in California. I was leading a group of students in Yosemite, and I had that. I mean, there's always the kind of side eye or the hidden racism or the belief that, you know, you're less capable, you don't know what you're talking about. But I've also been super surprised where, you know, I've kind of found some pockets of really diverse outdoor adventure groups. You know, in my experience, it hasn't been anything organized. For example, I was climbing in Red Rock a couple of years ago, and there were just some men who were climbing who were not white. And it was like the first time I had seen a group of like not white guys climbing. And I was just very, very curious. I was like, are you all groups? Well, what is this? And then they're just like, we're just trying to have fun. And I think that did it for me because I was like, it wasn't anything special. It was just their normal. That's what I want with Inclusive Outdoors. So Inclusive Idaho started early June. We're the group who helped put on the vigil. The vigil was on June 2nd of 2020 to mourn and honor African-American folks whose lives were lost due to police and community violence. At the time, we were just individuals. We weren't a group. But then, you know, we realized we had a collective mission and came together to do a nonprofit around diversity, equity, inclusion work. And then after the vigil, they said, you know, this is the time. This is the time. And so with our Inclusive Outdoors programming, we have a couple pillars. One pillar is mentorship. Things are kind of on hold because of Corona, but we do have a plan for our inclusive climbing program where we have mentors who have signed up through the Commons. So climbing is the one that's most fleshed out. Corona really put kind of a wrench in our plans, but we are aiming in 2021 to go into river sports, backpacking, and cycling. And then in the winter of next season, winter sports. We have some participants who've already started a small pilot program, but we are wanting to increase our number of participants. So folks from underrepresented identity, such as BIPOC, LGBTQ, low-income youth, and folks who are differently abled. We invite folks who feel like they're otherwise not represented in mainstream climbing spaces to join this program once it's relaunched. Our mentors will provide a training, and we have partnerships with different outdoor gear manufacturers so that gear is covered, because gear is super expensive, and we have a framework in which to cover for memberships and day passes. We have done a lot of informational events and educational events. I've hosted events in partnership with the Commons Climbing Gym, in partnership with Vertical View, around outdoor identity and inclusion in outdoor spaces. We are having a lot of exploratory conversations. The point and the goal of these discussions is to think about who we are, because we all have different aspects of identity that change how people view us and how we operate in these outdoor spaces, thinking about what background knowledge we have, and thinking about how we can affect change and invite others and really make it an inclusive space. I mean, Boise is getting more diverse. The state of Idaho is getting more diverse. We want to make sure that folks feel like they have ownership of their own outdoor experiences and that they have equal access to every aspect of their life.
And that was Jesse Levin, featured in our recurring We Are Idaho series. If you'd like to listen to more from this series, it's easy to do. Just go to our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Also, as you know, tomorrow is Wednesday, which means our medical experts will be joining us to talk about the coronavirus, as well as the vaccine rollout and any questions that you have. So if you do have questions, this is the time to email us so that we can get them in time to ask our medical experts. Just go to It's Idaho Matters at boisestate.edu. And send us an email. Again, that's Idaho Matters at boisestate.edu. And we will try to get those answered. A lot of questions about the vaccine rollout right now. I'm in particular with some hiccups that happened earlier this week. So I know a lot of folks are anxious, a lot of people a little frustrated. So we do want to bring our experts in to help kind of figure those questions out for you. So again, thank you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Thank you for always bringing those questions to us. And hopefully you'll join us tomorrow. A big thank you as well to our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Tuesday. I hope you have a really good rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.